This goes to Amy Painter, P-A-I-N-T-E-R, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-386-4461. Regarding Gail, G-A-I-L, middle initial E, and last name Farmer, F like Frank, A-R, M like Mary, E-R. Date of birth 9/23/1939. Dear Miss Painter, this is a consultation for Mrs. Farmer, who was sent for evaluation of increased creatinine level. The patient had lab studies done in August of this year, August 3rd, and her creatinine level was found to be 1.17 with an estimated GFR of 46. And her previous creatinine was 0.98 with an estimated GFR of 57, and that was in January of this year. She had free light chains done at that time in August also, and she had elevated free kappa light chains at 34.3 with normal lambda chains at 17.9. Her multiple myeloma cascade was negative for Benz-Jones protein, and she had a normal hemoglobin, normal white count, normal platelet levels at that time. She did also have elevated antithyroglobulin antibodies with normal thyroid levels, normal immunoglobulins. Hemoglobin A1C was mildly elevated at 6.2. Magnesium was normal at that time also. And serum protein electrophoresis was normal. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease, and when we review her creatinine levels going back as far as 2018, her ranges for creatinine are between 1.0 and 1.2. October 28th of 2020, creatinine 1.1 with a GFR of 48. 12/30/2019, creatinine 1.2 with a GFR 43, and then 10/15/19 through 9/12/18, the creatinine was 1.0 with a GFR of 53. So her levels have not been normal since 2018, and she has remained asymptomatic. She does have a long history of high blood pressure and pre-diabetes. She is trying to follow a strict low-salt diet and a diabetic diet. Her daughter, Becky, is a nurse and has been helping her with the diet, kidney-friendly and a diabetic diet also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no recent illnesses. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She has intermittent nocturia and incontinence with coughing or sneezing. She has chronic low back pain and also pain or numbness in both of her feet. That's why the lab studies were done to check for multiple myeloma. And she also has had MRI of the lumbar spine, and daughter Becky reports that she has 3 herniated discs in the low back area. She's had physical therapy once and will be going to physical therapy again. While she's attending physical therapy, it does help the pain. No edema, no unusual rashes, or no difficulty healing. Past medical history is significant for restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, allergic rhinitis, remote history of pulmonary embolism, anxiety, depression, chronic low back pain, thyroid nodules, and history of exposure to oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Past surgical history, she's had an appendectomy, 2 sinus surgeries, and 2 surgeries on her right foot, hammer toe correction and a right toe replacement, she reports. Social history, The patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She does live alone. She is a widow, and she's retired. Family history is significant for hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to codeine, penicillin, Keflex, and sulfa. Medications, she's on Celexa 20 mg daily, Losartan 25 mg daily, Requip 1 mg, 1 to 2 tablets before bedtime, aspirin 81 mg daily, Baclofen 5 mg twice a day as needed for back pain, diclofenac gel as needed for pain, she rarely uses that, Tessalon Pearls 200 mg as needed for cough, that's rarely used, vitamin B complex, calcium 1500 mg a day, and a sinus and allergy tablet once daily. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 164 inches, pulse 72, and blood pressure 140 over 82. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no pulsatile areas, no palpable masses, no C, like cerebral vascular accident, no CVA tenderness, it's all caps, the CVA is, and no edema of the lower extremities. And she does have decreased sensation in both feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs, lab studies were previously described, and the most recent ones were done August 3rd, 2023, with a creatinine of 1.17 and the estimated GFR 46. Glucose was 80, sodium 142, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 8.9, albumin was 4.1. Other labs were previously described. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, which upon remote record review has been present since 2018. Two, hypertension, that's near to goal. We'd like it 130 over 80 or less, and she was 140 over 82 in the office today. So we've asked the patient to check blood pressures at home periodically and report them to us within the next few weeks. We're going to schedule her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Gladwin. We're going to repeat her chemistries and CBC in January, and then every 6 months thereafter. She's going to have the urine test done sooner, next week, when she sees you in her office. She would like to have it done then. She was advised to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.